Go anywhere in America and you'll find nature, along with natural resources of many kinds. Now, obviously, in some places more than others, in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, we fortunately land on the more side of that equation. Recognizing that fact brings with it a responsibility for all of us to care for that nature that surrounds us. But sadly, not everyone sees that as a duty or a responsibility of theirs. That's why the upcoming event my first guest today is here to discuss is so important for a major part of our natural surroundings. Here with details about the 7th annual Delaware River Cleanup is the project manager and coordinator for the Delaware River Greenway Partnership, Cindy Kunis. How are you today, Cindy?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to talk about this because when we think Delaware River, people say, okay, it's a river, and they think, you know, history, Washington crossing the Delaware. But there's a lot more to that, and we'll get into that as we go along here, too. By the way, to learn more about the event that we're about to talk about, the 7th Annual Delaware River Cleanup, you can go to DelawareRiverGP.org and find out more. More importantly, become involved. You'll find out the easy way to do that. We have that link at our homepage as well. So let us fill us in. What's going to be happening? It's on Saturday, September 21st, 8:30 until 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's International Coastal Cleanup Day, held every year on the 3rd September. And we're cleaning along 20 areas stretching from Delaware Water Gap to Duck Island at the Abbott Marshlands in Hamilton. So there's plenty of sites to pick from. We currently have openings at Charlesville Mill, Warsaw, and the Giving Pond, which is an on-water cleanup.
I love how it's set up on the website, too, because you have the map, and each point on the map has its individual registration points, so you can find out in one click, really, if there are still spots available, and then if there are, to indeed pre-register. And that is required, by the way, pre-registration. This isn't one of those just show up and do your thing. And it's also important to mention as well, Cindy, this doesn't involve going in the water to do the cleanup. This is on the coastline.
Yes, you do not have to go in the water unless you choose the on-water cleanup, which is cleanup by kayak. But there's plenty of garbage along the river, sadly, to pick up. And, you know, we found interesting things along the river.
I'm sure.
Including a fiberglass boat, hot tub, snorkel gear, and then, of course, your bikes, tires, and TVs.
Okay. Well, that just goes into what I said back in the introduction. Not everyone sees the nature around it as something to be protected. They see it as a dumping ground, apparently. And I'm sure, unfortunately, many of the things that you find can't be resold on eBay to make some money off of. So that doesn't become part of the equation there as well. People might be asking too. Well, you know, it's garbage on land. What's that have to do with the water? Well, garbage on land, wind blows on land into the water, and that's where the garbage lands up. And we don't want to go back to the Delaware River pre-2020 when it wasn't really a healthy, thriving river before those years, was it?
No, it was not. I know in the 70s, the Clean Water Act helped a lot. Prior to that, not a lot of shad was coming up the river. And then since we've been getting better with our water quality, shad have been coming back over the decades. Right now, the water is pretty clear, but you're right. The things people dump along the river ends up in the river, also due to our occasional flooding. But also, it can get put in by anything that ends up in the creeks or the storm drains can take it to the river. So even if you're not involved in this cleanup, you can't come. Whatever reason, if you see garbage in your neighborhood flowing around, just please pick it up, because even that makes a very small difference.
And if you're in one of the areas of the Delaware River, in one of the recreation areas, you see someone dumping an old TV or whatever the case may be, by all means, call the NJDEP, because they're the ones who are in charge of, on a daily basis, coming in doing what they can, as best as they can, to keep things clean. It just doesn't affect water either, does it, Cindy? Because a lot of wildlife exists in these areas, especially it's a nesting area for the eagles.
Absolutely. We have seen an increase of eagles in the area, which we're very thankful for, but we still got to keep up our efforts in order to keep the wildlife coming back or flourishing.
It's also a world-class trout fishery, primarily the Upper Delaware River Basin. principal breeding grounds for horseshoe crabs on the East Coast. There's a lot, like I said, other than Washington crossing the Delaware, there's a lot of people, maybe if they knew more about the significance of how it supplies water, primary water sources for Philadelphia and New York City, just among the many elements, it basically supplies water to around 4% of the U.S. population. It's more than just a river. It's sustenance for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Millions of people rely on this water for their daily drinking water and cleaning water. So it's so important that we keep it clean, not just for habitat, but also to help ourselves.
Yes, to be sure. We're talking with Cindy Kunis, who is the project coordinator for the Delaware River Greenway Partnership, DelawareRiverGP.org, their website, talking about their 7th annual Delaware River cleanup happening on Saturday, September 21st. From 8:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. And you can, again, go to the website. We have a link at our homepage to sign up, pre-register that is required, and find out more as well at DelawareRiverGP.org. What is it that someone pre-registers, are all set, they're ready to rock and roll? What do they have to show up with?
Well, basically, they should be wearing boots and long sleeves and long pants, really to keep the ticks and poison ivy off. And bring your own water bottle. And that's basically it. We supply them with gloves, grabbers, and bags.
And just to be sure, too, that it's really an effort to protect the river, because even in the here and now, knowing full well what the role that the Delaware River plays in all the things we talked about, and then some, if you do a simple Google search of Delaware River, you'll be astonished at the history, the significance of it. There's 60 islands within the Delaware River, which I never knew. But just as recently as 2023, there was an attempt to defund the Delaware River Basin Commission, which is a strong force in protecting the river and its health. And fortunately, that was stopped. But, you know, for some reason, people see the need to cut spending. But, boy, they pick weird places to try to do the cutting, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The Delaware River Basin Commission is one of our partners. There's a very few organizations that really span more than one state. We're one of them. We span New Jersey and Pennsylvania. DRBC, they span about five states that the river touches.
Also, a little trivia here, too. The Delaware River, one of the islands, actually, in the Delaware River, Hog Island. Some people believe that's where the term, because it's in the southern part of the state, this comes to the state-long debate about hero versus hoagie, the south part of the state always calling them hoagies. Well, it just might have been because of Hog Island, because that's where a shipyard was during World War I. Some of the shipbuilders showed up with some mighty big sandwiches to get into the 12-hour work shifts, and the sandwiches were referred to as hoggers. That became hoggies, and then later hoagies. With, again, maybe Hog Island was the inspiration for that, or the cause of this age-old disagreement between North and South Jersey. You could be the judge of that. But for someone who needs to understand the importance of the health of the Delaware River, what's the best thing you can help them say to them to help them appreciate and understand that?
Really, it's get out on the river. So the Delaware River Sojourn takes place every year in June, and it's a good way to get out on the river and experience it, because there's National Canoe Safety Patrol, which comes out and they do the safety. So they watch you and make sure you don't get in trouble. They help you if you do. And also your kayak and paddle and personal flotation device is given to you to use for the day. So you can do anything from a day, 2 days to a week. You camp out every night. And it's a good way to get out and appreciate the river. If not, go with an outfitter and rent something, rent a kayak, or just get out there to see the natural beauty. You may see an eagle. A couple of times I've been out on the river, I've seen eagles. You could also see other wildlife. The water was clear enough that I could see some fish underneath one of the times I was kayaking. So the best thing is to appreciate is to get out on it. And if you're not a water person, there's the towpath. You could walk along the river. Yeah, so just get out there and appreciate it.
Yeah, it's meant to be enjoyed and respected, not used as a dumping ground. And also, too, this isn't the only thing that the Delaware River Greenway Partnership does all year long. You share information, you bring about education, Can people contact you to have them come into an organization or a school to share information? Do you make programs available?
Absolutely. I've done Zoom lectures to a school over in Florida about the river. So that was one of my highlights. I love doing the education piece. So if anybody wants me to come in and speak in Bucks County or via Zoom, yes, please reach out to me, Cindy@DelawareRiverEP.org.
And there you go. And find out more about all the work of the Delaware River Greenway Partnership, DelawareRiverGP.org. We've been talking with their project coordinator, Cindy Kona. Cindy, best of success with the effort for this year's cleanup and all the work that you do, the information, the awareness that you bring about for other people to appreciate the importance of one of our natural resources. And just because it's natural doesn't mean it's going to be self-sufficient. It has to have some people power to protect it, and that's where you guys come in. Thanks so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.